From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Beatrice Costa-Lima. The Missouri House of Representatives canceled most of its business for Wednesday and Thursday. The Columbia Missourian reports that no announcement was made as to why, but multiple lawmakers said the action was likely taken because of an investigative report that will be released later this evening. A special legislative committee will release its report related to Governor Eric Greitens' 2015 extramarital affair. With 5 weeks left in the legislative session, Representative Kip Kendrick of Columbia told the Missourian that issues surrounding the investigation have been a distraction. The investigation comes as a criminal trial plays out over allegations that Greitens took a non-consensual photo of the partially nude woman with whom he had the affair. Greitens is charged with one felony count of invasion of privacy, and the case goes to trial in May. Greitens' lawyers have argued that releasing this report before the trial could damage Greitens' right to a fair trial. The committee will continue the investigation after the release of today's report. State education officials announced yesterday that Missouri students scored about as well as they did 2 years ago on a national reading and math test. Nancy Bowles is the spokeswoman for the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education. She says only about 2,300 students take the National Assessment for Educational Progress out of 900,000 Missouri students. The test is sometimes referred to as the nation's report card, though the department considers the Missouri Assessment Program, or MAP test, to be a more accurate evaluation of how schools are doing.
And that comes from our legislature. Everybody wants to know how their local schools are performing and not necessarily comparing Missouri with other states.
A special House investigatory committee released a report less than an hour ago related to Governor Eric Greitens' 2015 extramarital affair. The investigation comes as a criminal trial plays out over allegations that Greitens took a non-consensual photo of the partially nude woman with whom he had the affair. The governor spoke at a press conference earlier today and denounced many of the claims made during the investigation, calling them a witch hunt. We spoke with KBIA's Sarah Kellogg, who's in Jefferson City. She says the report mainly contains transcriptions of interviews with witnesses, including the woman with whom Greitens had an affair.
She talked about how March 7th, he inappropriately touched her without her consent. And then moving on to the evening of what she says March 20th is the evening that got a lot of the news coverage. So they where he blindfolded her and what she says, quote, she felt coerced into sex. And she said that she heard a cell phone and saw a light flash, but she never saw an actual picture. And she also said that she felt fearful in the incident. This report makes absolutely no recommendations. It is, from what I'm seeing, it looks like it's strictly transcriptions and relaying of the information that they gathered. But yeah, there are no recommendations from this report. And I mean, they recently extended their deadline to May as opposed to now. So they're still going to continue to investigate.
That was KBIA Sarah Kellogg. We'll have much more about the contents of the report as we pour through the document. Stay tuned to KBIA or visit KBIA.org for more. Beatrice Costa-Lima, KBIA News, Columbia.